From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, four more South Korean vessels transit the Strait of Hormuz, but more than 100 South Korean sailors are still stranded in the waterway. A North Korean soldier who crossed a military demarcation line is taken into custody and reportedly wants to defect. As South Korea faces South Africa in their final Group A match of the FIFA World Cup, team manager Hong Myung-bo says the team won't settle for a draw. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chen. Four more South Korean vessels have transited the Strait of Hormuz for a total of six since the United States and Iran signed an interim deal last week to end their war. But the government says over a dozen other ships and more than 100 South Korean sailors are still stranded in the strategically contested waterway. Rosine Bach has more.
The Ministry of Oceans and Fisheries said Wednesday that four South Korean vessels have safely exited the Strait of Hormuz. A total of 26 South Korean crew members are aboard the four ships. The ministry said one of the vessels, a tanker carrying 2 million barrels of crude oil, is expected to arrive in Yeosu, South Jeolla Province, around the middle of next month. The other three are bound for third countries. These ships, which secured valid passage permits through the Persian Gulf Strait Authority, were reportedly directly contacted by the Iranian side when they were cleared to transit. South Korean shipping and logistics company HMM has confirmed that the oil tanker bound for Yeosu is a Universal Glory, while one of the other three vessels is the HMM Daon container ship headed for Oman. Now, 18 South Korea-linked ships remain in the strait, as well as 108 South Korean sailors, 33 of whom are on foreign vessels. The ministry said it's working to ensure that they all transit the strait, except for the HMM Namu, which was hit last month by two suspected Iranian projectiles and is undergoing repairs in Dubai. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
The International Maritime Organization has announced a large-scale evacuation plan for over 11,000 sailors stranded in the Strait of Hormuz, an operation with the backing of both Iran and the United States. In a statement on Tuesday, IMO Secretary General Arsenio Dominguez said the organization has secured the necessary safety guarantees and thoroughly verified the conditions for safe navigation to facilitate operations. The IMO chief said the evacuation will take place in close cooperation with Iran, Oman, other coastal states in the region, the United States, and the maritime industry. The evacuation plan comes nearly a week after the U.S. and Iran signed a memorandum of understanding to reopen the strait. While ship traffic has increased since the signing of the memorandum, it remains significantly lower than before the war. The South Korean military says it has taken into custody a North Korean soldier who crossed a military demarcation line in the Central Front area on Tuesday night. The Joint Chiefs of Staff said Wednesday that details are currently under investigation by relevant authorities. The North Korean soldier has reportedly expressed an intention to defect. This marks the fourth defection case since the start of the Lee Jae-myung administration and the second involving a North Korean soldier. In October last year, another North Korean soldier crossed the MDL in the Central Front and expressed a desire to defect, after which South Korean forces took the soldier into custody and handed the case over to relevant agencies. South Korea and South Africa are set to face off in their final Group A match of the FIFA World Cup. While the Taeguk Warriors will advance to the next round in second place even with a draw, team manager Hong Myung-bo says that's not good enough. Eileen Cahill has more.
Speaking at a pre-match press conference at the Monterrey Stadium in the Mexican city of Guadalupe on Tuesday, South Korea's head coach Hong Myung-bo emphasized that South Korea won't settle for a draw as they aim to advance to the round of 32.
The current situation for our team isn't bad, but I don't think it's particularly helpful either. Since this type of match is difficult to play and the opponent is very tough, if we start thinking a draw will be good enough, we are going to be in trouble. We will not give up and will prepare for the match with the mindset that we will win until the very end.
The team will advance to the next round in second place, even with a draw against South Africa. Kim Min-jae, the core of the national team's defense, says he's determined to lead his teammates to victory by faithfully supporting them on the pitch.
The South African players have good technical skills. They have speed. And our defenders have talked about preparing well in these areas. And as a team, if we play like we did in the past two games, I think we can win.
South Korea came from behind to win 2-1 against Czechia in their first group match, but suffered a 1-0 defeat to host Mexico in their second match due to a defensive error. South Korea's match against South Africa kicks off at 7 p.m. Wednesday local time or 10 a.m. Thursday Korea Standard Time. Eileen Cahill, KBS World Radio News.
The number of births jumped 18% year-on-year in April, representing the steepest increase for the month since the compilation of relevant statistics began in 1981. According to data from the Ministry of Data and Statistics on Wednesday, 24,521 babies were born in April, the highest figure for the month in 7 years. On-year growth in April has been on a steady rise, having posted an increase of 2.8% in 2024 and 9.2% in 2025. The total fertility rate, which is the average number of children born to a woman over a lifetime, rose 0.13 from the previous year to 0.93 and remained above 0.9 for the fourth straight month. A total of 20,622 couples tied the knot in April, up 9%, which is the sixth largest count for the month on record. Investigators looking into the local election ballot shortage incident have raided the offices of election officials for the city of Seoul and Seoul's Songpa district. The Joint Police Prosecution Team in charge of the probe said Wednesday that it searched the offices of 12 officials, 3 from the Seoul Election Commission and 9 from the Songpa District Election Commission, as well as related locations. The officials in question were reportedly responsible for managing polling stations in areas of Seoul, such as Jamsil, a neighborhood in Songpa District where ballot shortages occurred. The officials are being treated as witnesses to alleged violations of the Public Official Election Act by former National Election Commission Chair Noh Tae-ak. The investigation centers on allegations that the Election Commission made a poorly considered decision to reduce the number of printed ballots and failed to properly respond once the shortages became apparent on Election Day. The Seoul International Book Fair, the largest literary event in South Korea, kicked off on Wednesday with an expected attendance of around 150,000 visitors over its five-day run. The 68th edition of the fair, featuring some 530 publishers and industry organizations representing 18 countries, will run through Sunday at the COEX Exhibition Center in southern Seoul. A total of 326 authors and speakers from both home and abroad are participating in the fair, and advance tickets have already sold out. This year's theme, Homo Juduri, explores the meaning of being human in the age of artificial intelligence. Rain in the eastern coastal and southern areas will spread across most of the region, with showers expected Thursday and Friday. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration, inland areas of Gangwon Province will see up to 80 millimeters of precipitation, while North Chungcheong and North Gyeongsang provinces will see up to 60 millimeters of rain. The downpour will be accompanied by thunder and lightning in some areas. Morning temperatures nationwide will range from 16 to 20 degrees Celsius, similar to Tuesday's, with Seoul at 19 degrees. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.